Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. It's an educational service in the public interest. I'm your host, George Gordon. Now, the Law Hour is heard live daily, 7 days a week, and worldwide on the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and the Gordon Law School, please go to my website. It's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour brings you important information about law news, education, medicine, economics, and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on aspartame poisoning right after this message. You know, when you make $50,000 a year, you pay $7,650 in Social Security taxes. Then you pay a 17% income tax on that $50,000 a second time. That's another $8,500. Now, you've just paid an extra $1,300 by paying your tax on a tax. And that makes the real effective Social Security tax rate 17.8%, not the 15.3% that's advertised by government. Now, if you'd like more information about tax and status, why don't you call me at 417-273-4967. Help take a bite out of crime. Call and ask for my free general law CD package. That's a 4-hour commentary on the Gordon Law School. It's entertaining, it's educational, it's informative, and best of all, it's free of charge. And the Tax and Status School is available on compact disc for adult home education. If you're online, you can go to the website, georgegordon.org, click onto the email machine, and send me an email request for your free General Law CD package. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, or call direct, 417-273-4967. All right, last time we were talking about artificial sweeteners are big business, and aspartame is a poison. An analysis of peer-reviewed medical literature using Medline and other databases was conducted by Ralph G. Walton. He's a medical doctor, chairman, for the Center for Behavioral Medicine. He's also the professor of clinical psychiatry at Northwestern Ohio University's College of Medicine. And Dr. Walton analyzed 164 studies which were felt to have relevance to human safety questions. Of those studies, 74 studies had aspartame industry-related sponsorship, and 90 were funded without any industry money. Of the 90 non-industry-sponsored studies, 83 of them, 92%, identified one or more problems with aspartame. Of the 7 studies which did not find a problem, 6 of those studies were conducted by the Food and Drug Administration. Now, given that a number of FDA officials went to work for the aspartame industry immediately following approval, including the former FDA commissioner, you may consider these studies to be equivalent to industry-sponsored research. The 74 aspartame industry-sponsored studies are those which one invariably sees cited in the press releases, the news reports, and the reports reported by organizations funded by Monsanto, Benevia, NutraSweet, the IFIC, and the ADA. These studies have severe design deficiencies which help to guarantee the desired outcomes. These design deficiencies may not be apparent to the inexperienced scientist. Healthcare practitioners and scientists should print out all of the documents on the Monsanto NutraSweet Scientific Abuse webpage and the Scientific FAQs webpage and the Aspartame Toxicity Reaction Report samples. And please refer scientific questions to mgold@holisticmed.com. Again, that's M gold at holisticmed.com. Now there's the problem that we're facing with the aspartame problem, and that is that the studies are skewered by the industry and the FDA so that they can continue to sell it. Now, I'm not opposed to them selling poison. I just want to know what that poison is and where it's located so that I can avoid it. I think it would be better for Americans in general if they didn't put it into our Jell-O and into our yogurt, but then if they're going to, I want to know about it so I can avoid it. I'm assuming that that may be the case with you also. Now listen to this. Aspartame is not a natural substance. It's a chemical formula. Aspartame is not a diet enhancement product. Aspartame is not safe for anyone at any time for any cause or reason. Aspartame is not a food, and it is a food additive. But aspartame is not a food. It's a chemical. Aspartame is an unregulated and an unsafe drug. It was originally slated to be a peptic ulcer drug. Aspartame in liquids turns to formaldehyde above freezing. Aspartame is even worse for diabetics. And aspartame poisoning is cumulative. That means that it adds up. It may not harm you in small doses as you're taking it, but as the years go by, it builds up in your body until it will cause you a problem. Aspartame byproducts get stored in your fat. And aspartame has 92 official side effects. The worst side effect of aspartame is death. Aspartame mimics a wide range of problems. In other words, there are several diseases that aspartame will mimic. You will come down with a side effect and you'll say, well, gee, I better go to the doctor with that. And the doctor looks at you and says, well, gosh, you look like you've probably got multiple sclerosis or you've got muscular dystrophy. Those are a couple of, not muscular dystrophy, that was a mistake, it's Parkinson's disease. Multiple sclerosis, or Parkinson's disease. Here's the list. Fibromyalgia, arthritis, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, lupus, multiple chemical sensitivities, diabetes and diabetic complications, epilepsy, Alzheimer's disease, birth defects, chronic fatigue syndrome, lymphoma, Lyme disease, attention deficit disorder. Now, we've got all these children in our public schools running around hyper, and then we give them a downer, and we turn these children into drug addicts. Panic disorder, depression, and other psychological disorders. Now, those are the side effects that aspartame mimics. Aspartame side effects are usually misdiagnosed by 21 doctors in my case. Now, the author here had 21 doctors look at him. And they came up with, well, we think that you've got this or we think you've got that. And when it was finally diagnosed correctly, it was aspartame poisoning. Aspartame is unfit for human consumption. Aspartame's approval by the FDA is a shameless tragedy. Aspartame's approval for use in everything is worse. And who are the culprits? It's the FDA, Searle Pharmaceuticals, Monsanto, NutraSweet. The only cure is total exclusion from your diet. Total recovery may never be possible, and only an irate and active public can rid the world of this poison. I'd like to do my part, but here again, if people want it, then I'm sure that they're entitled to it. It's kind of like smoking, you know, if you want to smoke, well, don't let me get in the way of your happiness and success. All right, let's take a look at a little more of these aspartame side effects. There are over 92 different health side effects associated with aspartame consumption. And it seems surreal, but true. How can one chemical create so much chaos? Aspartame dissolves into solution and can therefore travel throughout your body and deposit within any tissue in your body. The body digests aspartame, unlike saccharin, which does not break down within humans. The multitude of aspartame side effects are indicative of your genetic individuality and physical weaknesses. It is important to put two and two together. Nevertheless, the identity which side effects aspartame is creating within you. It's up to you to identify which side effects that aspartame is creating inside of your body. Aspartame side effects work like this. The components of aspartame can lead to a number of health problems, as you have read. Side effects can occur gradually. They can be immediate, or they can be acute reactions. Now, according to Lyndon Smith, medical doctor, he's an MD, there is an enormous population suffering from the side effects associated with aspartame. Yet they have no idea why drugs, supplements, and herbs will not relieve their symptoms. Then there are users who do not appear to suffer immediate reactions at all. Even these individuals are susceptible to the long-term damage caused by excitatory amino acids, and then the phenylalanine, methanol, and the DKP. Adverse reactions and side effects of aspartame include, I went over these last time, I'm going to duck out, you don't need to hear those 92 time after time. The steps to getting beyond aspartame is, these are not allergies or sensitivities, but rather these are diseases and disease syndromes. You know, such as multiple sclerosis or mercury sensitivity from amalgam fillings or fibromyalgia, lupus. These kinds of side effects, which are triggered by the aspartame poisoning, is commonly misdiagnosed because aspartame symptoms mock these textbook disease symptoms such as Graves' disease. Now, aspartame changes the ratio of amino acids in your blood, blocking or lowering the levels of serotonin, tyrosine, dopamine, norepinephrine, and adrenaline. Therefore, it is typical that aspartame symptoms cannot be detected in lab tests and on x-rays. Textbook disorders and diseases may actually be a toxic load as a result of aspartame poisoning. Now, here's one for you. Take this dopamine, D-O-P-A-M-I-N-E. Now, that's a hormone that your body needs. It's excreted, and it needs to be in your brain. If it's not, you develop Parkinson's disease. And what they've done is they have taken this dopamine and put it into people with Parkinson's disease. I don't know how they put it in. I think it's by a brain surgery, but nevertheless, it relieves the Parkinson's symptoms. Well, if aspartame is causing these Parkinson's symptoms by causing your body to lower its output of dopamine, wouldn't it make sense then for you to stop poisoning your body with the aspartame so that your body could put out the dopamine that is necessary to keep you from displaying the Parkinson's syndrome? I mean, we're not talking rocket science here, you know. Now, have you ever gone to the doctor with real physical symptoms, but your doctor can't find the cause? Well, it's probably your diet, your environment, or both. Aspartame is the common denominator for over 92 different health symptoms at the root of modern disease. The aspartame detoxification program demonstrates the most effective way to reverse disease symptoms is removing the underlying cause, which is aspartame. Keep in mind that aspartame was preceded by saccharin in 1937. So you take this saccharin, and we started the poisoning process by using this artificial chemical. And after all, it's cheaper than sugar. Sugar's cheap. And everybody loves it. Everybody loves sweet. Problem is that sugar's bad for you. And so many people have said, well, since sugar's so bad for me, I think what I'll do is I'll try doing something a little different here. Let's see if we can't use an artificial sweetener, something that doesn't have any calories. Little did we suspect that what this was, while the aspartame isn't a poison of them by itself, it's converted to a poison when it enters your body. Once it heats up to over 86 degrees, which your body is at 98.6, then it releases the methanol and the formaldehyde, which then causes the toxic poisoning of your body. Now, I counsel aspartame victims worldwide and have witnessed 9 out of 10 clients restore their health by following the aspartame detoxification program. You begin with detoxifying your body of all the residual chemical toxins from aspartame's chemical makeup, aspartic acid and methanol and their toxic byproducts. And then see if any adverse health symptoms remain. Then try the aspartame detoxification program, and within 30 days your symptoms should disappear. If not in 30 days, you should try it for 60 days. And if you've got aspartame poisoning, it will appear within 60 days. Most people will begin to notice a marked improvement in their health and in the decrease in their symptoms by the end of 30 days. Steps. 1. Remove all sugar-free products with aspartame from your diet. 2. Learn to read your body. Begin recording any health changes. 3. Get a hair analysis. 4. Be happy with yourself. 5. Detoxify. 6. Restore depleted nutrients. 7. Exercise and get plenty of rest. 8. Eat 75% raw foods at every meal. 9. Drink water, water, water. And 10. Get control of your life. Now, this is the detoxification program. The more water that you can put through your body, the faster your body can detoxify. Most people don't drink enough water to start with, and they believe that by drinking Coca-Cola, coffee, and tea, they're getting plenty of water. Well, that's a mistake, because when you take something into your body other than pure water, it sends a signal that says this is food and it needs to be digested. Water can go right through your stomach lining, directly into your bloodstream, and out to where it's needed in your cell structure. Most of the water that goes through your body in the form of Coca-Cola, tea, coffee, juices, etc., is digested. Whatever nutrients are extracted by your digestive system, and it's excreted through your urinary tract. And it bypasses your cell structure totally. The cells that are storing this aspartame out in the tips of your finger can never get rid of it until they have water. That's why the water, water, water. Now, he goes on to say, I designed this 10-step program to help protect your health and the health of those that you love from being seduced by the sugar-free diet craze. And what can you do about aspartame side effects? You need to tell everybody that you know Talk to the schools and daycare centers. Offer to speak to parent-teachers meetings and conduct your own local, state, and federal government, or contact, rather, your own local, state, and federal government representatives. Now, this last item over here, you know, contact all of the foxes that are guarding the hen house. Write a letter to the FDA. What good is that going to do? I think telling other people, that's what I'm doing here. I've got the information on aspartame, and I'm going to tell you, and you can take the information, do with it as you please. I'm not going to write a letter to my senator, Kit Bond, and tell him that there's a problem with aspartame. It's my opinion that Kit Bond knows more about aspartame than I do. In fact, I would bet that my senator, Kit Bond, is being paid by the Monsanto company in the form of bribes. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Campaign contributions. We don't bribe our senators. We give them campaign contributions. And other perks that these corporations pass out. And then, of course, Mr. Bond, our senator, I'm sure that he's an honest, straightforward kind of guy. When he takes his campaign contributions and he's sitting on a committee and there's a piece of legislation like aspartame legislation that comes up, I'm sure that he votes against anything that would damage or harm the citizens of the state of Missouri. And I think that the number one citizen in the state of Missouri that Mr. Bond is concerned about is the Monsanto Corporation in St. Louis. And I think he will vote and do everything in his power to protect that citizen. I'm not sure about the rest of us. Now, if Mr. Bond is opposed to aspartame, that would be a surprise to me, but maybe he is. Furthermore, if you see someone with a diet drink, ask if they have had any of the typical aspartame side effects. Spread the word at your work. Distribute the Aspartame Consumer Safety Network and Pilots Hotline. And then tell your doctor about the scientific research available proving the negative side effects of aspartame. Register a complaint with the FDA, the FAA, the NutraSweet company about aspartame poisoning. Return all food products with aspartame, opened or unopened, to your grocer. Tell him or her the products make you sick. The grocer can return them to the manufacturer for a store refund. The manufacturer should get the message. So will the grocer. Spread the word on computer networks. Publish articles in newspapers at your church, place of work, or neighborhood association. And then set a personal example for health and wellness. Well, you can decide whether or not you want to be an evangelist and go out and save the world. That's a choice that you have to make. My choice is I'm not going to be an evangelist and I'm not going out and save the world from aspartame. But I'm going to do my part and I'm going to tell my listening audience, here's the problem that you have with it. Now do with it as you see fit. Now listen, along with aspartame, there's another product out here called Splenda. S-P-L-E-N-D-A. So we've got aspartame, Splenda, and sucralose. Now, these are all trade names for the same thing, chemical sweetener. Now, there's been two of them that have been banned. In other words, Congress took a look at the death and destruction caused from 1937 to 1978, I believe it was, and I forgot the names of the two. I've mentioned them here. I'll think of it, and when I do, I'll mention it again. The ones that we're concerned about now, and there's three of them, it's Splenda and aspartame and sucralose. Those are the three that are in the marketplace today. But these artificial sweeteners have been around since 1937, so the health problems that have been associated with these chemicals that have been going on for the last 65 years or more have been totally undiagnosed, which is why this doctor suggested that why don't you tell your own family physician? Why don't you get some information here about aspartame? Just go to any search engine like Google and punch in aspartame, and it'll send you out here to a number of these websites. That's what I'm doing here. I got these off the websites. And then there are a number of books that have been written by doctors and researchers and said, oh my God, look what's going on here. Well, the FDA is an agency of corporate America. It's an agency of the pharmaceutical industry. And the pharmaceutical industry, they do research and they come up with a product. They spend $1 billion developing this product. They want to get it approved. This FDA and the approval process keeps everybody else in the marketplace from competing against these 5 or 6 multinational pharmaceutical companies like Monsanto. You haven't got $1 billion to develop this product, nor do you have enough in the way of bribe money, that is campaign contributions, that you can get this thing approved so that you can make $10 billion worth of profits. I mean, it's a big money game. And this aspartame over here is a big profit maker. It costs near nothing to make, and they put it in every type of food that you can imagine. They make a lot of money off of it. Now, you can't blame the corporation for that, but we can sure blame the regulatory agency, which is there for the express purpose of protecting the general public from these kinds of products. Now, if the FDA was concerned about, if government was concerned about your health, they'd ban cigarettes totally. If they were concerned about your health, they'd ban aspartame. If they were concerned about your health, they would legalize Laetril. Now, the fact that they work just exactly the opposite is for the reason that you cannot patent Laetril. It's a natural vitamin. So what they've done is they have banned it. But you can't patent it. And since you can't patent it, you can't make profit off of it. Besides that, it's effective and prevents cancer. The last thing we want to do is prevent cancer. Cancer is a $500 billion a year industry. The last thing we want to do is to abolish cancer. It would cause depression in the United States. It would destroy our economy. We could not take a $500 billion hit. We have to have cancer. It's necessary for the economy. I'm sorry about you people who are dying. I've forgotten now the numbers. It's around 500,000 people a year dying from cancer. 37% of 2.5 million people a year who die from heart attack and stroke. Cancer is the second leading cause of death. Now let's take a look at this thing called Splenda. It's from Dr. Janet Starr. Hull's Health Newsletter, December 2003. Now, the following interview was conducted with Dr. Janet Starr Hull on the safety of sucralose found in Splenda. Now, what exactly is Splenda? Well, in a simple sentence, you would just as soon have a pesticide in your food as sucralose, because sucralose, Splenda, is a chlorocarbon. The chlorocarbons have long been known for causing organ genetic and reproductive damage. It should be no surprise, therefore, that the testing of sucralose reveals that it can cause up to 40% shrinkage of your thymus gland, a gland that is very foundation, or is the very foundation of your immune system. Sucralose also causes swelling of the liver and kidneys and calcification of your kidney. Note, if you experience kidney pain, cramping, or an irritated bladder after using sucralose in Splenda, then stop using it immediately. Sucralose is not found as a natural compound in nature like real sugar. And no sugar molecule is compounded with chlorine anywhere in nature. Now remember, chlorine is a deadly toxic poison. Chlorine is the stuff we put in our water supply to kill the bacteria, you know, the bad bugs. You see, You people up there in Davenport, Iowa, flush your toilet down the Mississippi River for the people in St. Louis to lift it out and then drink it. Well, it's got bad bugs in it, and so we have to put chlorine in it to kill the bad bugs. Makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it? For you to drink the sewage from the city upstream. Well, that's modern technology for you. But what we've discovered is that the chlorine in the water hardens your arteries, and we call that arterial sclerosis. Arterial sclerosis. Well, hang on a second here, and let's tell you another little story here. You're listening to The Law Hour, and I'm your host, George Gordon. Now, The Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest, sponsored by the Gordon Law School. And all of these Law Hour programs are archived for your listening convenience on the Internet at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Here's another little thought for you. You know, if you've got an income of $50,000, you're paying $7,650 in Social Security taxes. Well, then, shouldn't you subtract that $7,650 from your $50,000 income before you pay your income tax? Shouldn't you be paying your income tax on the $42,350 balance instead of paying 17% of that full $50,000 a second time? But you know, the IRS makes you pay the 15.3% of the $50,000 in Social Security tax right up front. Then they make you pay 17% of the same $50,000 in income tax. But you don't have $50,000. You've only got $43,000 or $42,350, remember? So what that means is that you're paying 17% of that $7,650 twice. And that neat little bookkeeping trick steals an extra $1,300 from everyone who pays this tax. Now, what would you think if Sears or Penny's or your credit card company charged you twice like Social Security and the income tax does? I thought you'd think that was just kind of real special. Now, if you'd like more information about tax and status, why don't you call me here at the law school? The number is 417-273-4967. And be sure to ask for my free general law CD package while you're at it. Remember, that's a four-hour commentary on the Gordon Law School, and it's an entertaining commentary. It's entertaining, it's educational, it's informative, and best of all, it's free of charge, so you're not going to be out anything. Now, my Tax and Status School is available on compact disc for adult home education. But why don't you start with the free General Law CD package first? And if you're online, you can just go to the website, georgegordon.org, click onto the email machine, and send me an email request. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, or call direct 417-273-4967. All right, when we talk about this thing called Splenda, what we're talking about here is chlorine. I mentioned to you about chlorine being a deadly, toxic poison. It's why most of us don't drink water. We drink bottled water. Bottled water. If you live in the city, you ought to avoid drinking the water out of the tap. Unfortunately, when you want to take a shower, you get in the shower or the bathtub, and your skin, which is the biggest organ on your body, and absorbs the chlorine from the water through your skin into your body, that's not very good for you either. But you're kind of stuck with it. Fluoride and chlorine in your water. Well, now you've got the same chlorine in the sugar in the artificial sweetener called Splenda. Question. Do you know how it's made in the laboratory? Answer. Well, I found this information from a statement from the manufacturer. Actually, sucralose is made from sugar, but it is derived from sucrose sugar through a process that selectively substitutes three atoms of chlorine for three hydrogen oxygen groups on the sucrose molecule. No artificial sweetener made in the laboratory is going to be either natural to the body nor safer than unprocessed sugar. People need to stop searching for excuses to eat all of the junk food they want without penalty. In the long run, no one benefits from the product but the corporations that make them. Question. The corporate researchers claim that the chlorine atoms are so tightly bound, they create a molecular structure that is exceptionally stable under extreme pH and temperature conditions. Do you agree? Answer. They're testing these conditions in lab rats. And these types of corporate studies have forced the selective results, in my opinion. Aspartame research is the proof of this. Test these chemicals on a child and see how stable it is. But that would be cruel. So why then do we buy it and then give it to our children? I don't buy into the manufacturer's claims when it comes to human beings or using any man-made chemical. Plus, I have learned over the past 25 years of aspartame research to value independent research above that which is funded by the manufacturing corporation. Question. The corporations say sucralose is safe. Answer. They said the same thing about aspartame, and look at the rampant disease and obesity taking over America since aspartame was put into the food supply over 20 years ago. I'm going to take a little pause here and point this out to you, that obesity now affects or afflicts 27% of our population. Now that's pretty significant, 27%. And this aspartame, these artificial sweeteners cause that obesity. They actually cause the obesity. It's not just the fat at McDonald's, it's also the artificial sweeteners. We'll see that as we progress along. Question. Can sucralose cause cancer? Answer. Any animal that eats chlorine, especially on a regular basis, is at risk of cancer. The Merck Manual and OSHA 40 and the SARA 120 Hazardous Waste Handbook states that chlorine is a carcinogen and emergency procedures should be taken when exposed by way of swallowing, inhaling, and through the skin. Pause again. Well, listen. If you're bathing in water with chlorine, if you're drinking water with chlorine, if you're eating food with chlorine, which is a known carcinogen, prohibited and regulated by the EPA and OSHA, doesn't it make sense, then, that you'd want to limit the contact that you have with it as much as possible? Because it all depends upon how much you use and how often you use it. Now, your present and past health status and the degree of your toxins that you're putting inside your body. Now, many people are putting a lot of toxins into their bodies in their teens and 20s. And because their bodies are young and strong, they can tolerate these excessive amounts of poisons. By the time they get into their 30s and 40s, these toxins begin to exact a toll and people develop diabetes or muscular spasms, or they get multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's disease. There's an actor here I saw the other day, forgotten his name now, but he's got Parkinson's disease. In all probability, he doesn't have Parkinson's disease. He has aspartame poisoning. But he doesn't know that. He went to the doctor, and the doctor, who after all is a paid professional, isn't he? That doctor is going to look at him and say, well, you've got Parkinson's disease, and we're going to treat you for Parkinson's. And the doctor doesn't know After all, he's a general practitioner. He presumes that the information that he receives is true, accurate, and correct. And he's being lied to by the Food and Drug Administration and the major multinational corporations. So what goes around comes around. Now you know. Now you can take action. Now here's another question. Sucralose has been thoroughly tested, they claim, and actually they've stated that sucralose is the most tested food additive in our history. Now I quote, more than 100 studies on the safety of sucralose designed to meet the highest scientific standards have been conducted and evaluated over the course of 20 years. That's 100 studies in 20 years. That's 5 studies a year on sucralose. The conclusion industry tells us is that it's absolutely safe. We know because we conducted all 100 of these studies. Answer. Well, I don't believe that for a second. They stated verbatim the same thing about aspartame. We're looking at the same scenario in so many ways as with NutraSweet. No human studies, corporate payrolled researchers, selective result reporting, government involvement and personal financial interests, and controlled media. And I'll say that sucralose is not as dangerous as aspartame. Now Splenda, next question. Splenda is approximately 600 times sweeter than sugar. How can that be? Answer. Well, as I stated before, this product is a forced product. It's not a natural sugar that your body uses for fuel. Now, most people forget that sweetness is a byproduct of foods. It's a bonus, so to say. Forced sweetness, revved up sweetness, and artificial sweetness, all altered foods that are a trap for people to get addicted to the sweeter tastes. People with eating disorders, children who are just learning about food, and people with illnesses are all being sold a bill of rubbish, in my opinion. Question. The manufacturer claims that sucralose doesn't react with other substances in the body and is not broken down in the body. Answer. Well, they claim the same thing about saccharin, even though I believe saccharin is the only artificial sweetener with true merit. Now, to answer your question, if the body is digesting properly, anything that you put into your body will be assimilated. If it happens to be rancid, the stomach will throw it out immediately by vomiting or diarrhea. It is totally out of the realm of biological science to think that the body will not immediately attack any toxic chemical in your body. Henceforth, migraines from aspartame and diarrhea from Splenda. Now, to add a note to this, if your body is fed an indigestible product such as plastic, such as we find in margarine, that your body is incapable of dissolving through normal digestion, then that will pass through undigested if it doesn't get stuck in the gallbladder first. So if sucralose is indigestible due to its laboratory compounding, then we have yet another serious health problem to consider, don't you think? Now, technology is great, but we sure don't need to be eating it. Now, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and government food authority committees and the health ministries of countries such as Canada, Mexico, the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, and Brazil have confirmed the safety of sucralose. And so have the countries of Colombia, Peru, Venezuela, Uruguay, Romania, Lebanon, Qatar, Bahrain, Pakistan, Tajikistan, China, South Africa, and Tanzania. Now, what do you think of all of these countries confirming Splenda's safety? Answer. Well, the history of aspartame has unfortunately proven that individuals with government agencies cannot and should not be trusted to make such empowering public decisions unless it's done behind closed doors. Now, reread this list of countries. Mexico, Jamaica, Tajikistan, and Tanzania. These are the countries in which Splenda is now marketed. Now let's see the final question. As an international geographer, I can comfortably say that these countries are not nations with the same technology and mass marketing strategies to be compared with the United States. These countries are more concerned with birth control, food staples, and hostile takeovers and drought, not diet sweeteners. Compare apples to apples and cherries to cherries. Now, is sucralose safe for children, we'd like to know. Well, the manufacturer actually made this statement for disclosure. And one should note, however, that foods made with low-calorie sweeteners are not normally a recommended part of a child's diet, since calories are important to a growing child's body. So let's pay attention. Children should not be encouraged to grow up on fad foods and fake foods. But just like cigarettes and alcohol, so what I say and not what I do, or do what I say and don't do what I do. Now, we wonder why the younger generation is angry, ill, and ridden with ADD and ADHD with diabetes. Well, how many kids do you see taking a sip of mom or brother's diet cola? Now, who manufactures and markets this sucralose? The answer is McNeil Specialty Products Company, a wholly owned subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson, along with the Tate & Lyle PLC, a world leader in sweeteners and starches. And all of these share responsibility for developing and manufacturing sucralose for commercial use. Sucralose is the first product from McNeil Specialty, whose mission is to develop and market innovative food ingredients and to help consumers control, maintain, and improve their health. Internationally, McNeil Specialty markets sucralose in the United States, Canada, Latin America, the Caribbean, Australia, and New Zealand, along with the Middle East. Tate and Lyle markets sucralose in Africa, Asia, Europe, and Canada internationally. And McNeil Specialty markets sucralose under the name of Splendar brand sweetener. Well, Splendar is a registered trademark of McNeil Specialty Products Company. All right. Dr. Mercola's comment. This is an excellent interview and one that I encourage you to read carefully if you think Splenda is safe to use. Now, please note that I do not advise using Splenda. Over 3 years ago, I posted an article describing the dangers of Splenda, also known as sucralose. You might want to jot these down when you go shopping. There's a number of names that you need to keep in mind. For instance, Splenda, aspartame, NutraSweet. You may find that a product contains NutraSweet or some other trade name beside the chemical name aspartame or sucralose. And when that comes up, you will be deceived into saying, well, I'm not getting aspartame, I'm getting sucralose. or you'll say, "Well, gee, I'm getting Splenda. That's okay. I'm not getting sucralose." All of these names are one and the same. In fact, if it says you're getting white sugar, you'd be better off, and that's a poison. In fact, sugar is so toxic and such a poison, such a drug, that if sugar were put into the FDA today to be tested and approved by the FDA, it would be turned down, just like these other chemicals have been in the early days of testing. They took a look at this and said, gee, you feed this to rats and it kills them. So then what they had to do was to dummy up the studies so that it didn't kill the rats. And they did. And it didn't. And they got it approved. And now you're eating it. You're the guinea pig instead of the rat. So put these names on your shopping list so that when you're going through and you take a look at them, like hydrogenated vegetable oil, that's something to be avoided. Guy said to me the other day, he said, you know, Gordon, if I went into the grocery store and I looked at the label and I eliminated the artificial sweeteners and the sugars and the artificial dyes and the chemicals and the preservatives, why, I wouldn't have anything to eat. And I said, you're exactly right. There's nothing in a supermarket today fit for human consumption. And if there is, it has been so well concealed that I've been totally unable to find it. I mean, you can go into your produce section over there and it's genetically modified produce. Now, it's not all genetically modified, but if it isn't, then it's grown with or raised with chemical fertilizers, or it's been sprayed with toxic chemical poisons. Now, do you think that they wash all that stuff off? I mean, they grow that in the desert where it doesn't rain. They spray it with Agent Orange or something else equivalent to it, like Roundup Ready soybeans. Then they harvest that. Do you think those farmers out there that are harvesting those soybeans are rushing them in and washing them before they send them off to the elevator? You think the guy at the elevator is washing those beans before they're taken by Kraft or somebody else and ground up? You think anybody at Kraft is washing those beans before they crush them and take the oil out of them? You think anybody's testing that soybean oil to see how much or what is the percentage of chemical toxins and residues that is contained in it? Nobody's cleaning that mess up. The farmer goes out and sprays those beans. If it rains on them, good. And if it doesn't rain on them, that we don't care. We harvest them and send them off to the elevator. The guy that grew them says, well, I got my money, that's all I care about them. The guy at the elevator, he cleans them. He takes the chaff out and he takes the stones and rocks out. And then he bags it up or sells it to a jobber somewhere who in turn takes it and does his piece to it and then takes it in turn and sells it to Kraft or somebody else who in turn takes it and manufactures it into mayonnaise and they put it on the shelf and here we are. We have the chemicals, the dyes, the sprays, and the pesticides in our diet, and then we wonder why it is that in 1900, 1 in 33 got cancer and today it's 1 out of 2. One out of two. 50% of all men in America have cancer. It's only 40% of women. So it's not quite 2-to-1, but it's almost 2-to-1. It's getting right up there. And they tell us by the year 2020, cancer will be so prevalent that statistically everybody in America is going to get cancer at least once in his lifetime. And the cure rate is 37%. So when you get cancer, 66% of the time you die and a third of the time you live. Round numbers. Now, they went on to say that nearly every month we receive a report from someone who has had an adverse reaction to Splenda, and you can see many of these reports posted on our website. Now, here's why you should not use Splenda. Well, researched in animals has shown that sucralose can cause many problems, such as shrunken thymus glands, up to 40% shrinkage, enlarged liver and kidneys, atrophy of lymph follicles in the spleen and thymus, increased cecal weight, reduced growth rate, decreased red blood cell count, hyperplasia of the pelvis, extension of the pregnancy period, aborted pregnancy, decreased fetal body weights and placental weights, diarrhea. Well, that ought to make you feel real good. If you have a shrunken thymus, diarrhea, decreased fetal body weights, aborted pregnancy, decreased red blood cell count, reduced growth rate, increased cecal weight, atrophy of the lymph follicles in the spleen and thymus. Now, I don't think that that makes a whole lot of sense. All right. Now, let's take a look here. I got a couple of minutes left. Sucralose Toxicity Information Center. And let's get back to aspartame NutraSweet Toxicity Information Center, the potential dangers of sucralose. And then I want to take a look at Splenda's dangers, one man's personal story that you should know. And then we'll go back and take a look at the subject of diet drinks from Dr. James Tabor. He's done some research along the lines of aspartame and aspartame disease. And I should point out to you that when you're drinking soda pop, it ranges. Not every soda pop has the same amount. But if it's just a straight soda pop without the chemicals in it, it contains 1 teaspoon of sugar for every ounce of soda pop. So a 12-ounce Coke has 12 teaspoons of sugar. Now, just go over and take a teaspoon and spoon out 12 teaspoons of sugar. And then take that 12 teaspoons of sugar, dissolve it in water, and drink it. And that's how much sugar you're consuming each and every time you drink one soda pop. Now, when you substitute this chemical for it, you have to put enough of the chemical in to get the same sweetness. And that's the problem. That's the problem. All right, I'm about out of time. You're listening to The Law Hour. It's sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour has been brought to you by the Gordon Law School as an educational service in the public interest. For more information about the Law Hour and the Gordon Law School, please go to my website. It's georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. And remember, the Law Hour is brought to you by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. For more information on the Gordon Law School and the Law Hour, please go to my website. That's georgegordon.org. The law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. And the law school is a private, non-profit, non-commercial, non-sectarian law school that's open to individuals by prearrangement only. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. For more information, go to the homeschooling page on my website. That's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour is carried worldwide on the Internet. Well, we're out of time. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here.